Prague police have charged the controversial lobbyist Roman Janoszek with menacing behavior due to intoxication as well as grievous bodily harm. On Friday, Mr. Janoszek crashed his Porsche into another car in Prague 4, then hit its driver as he attempted to flee. The news made headlines even as the construction tycoon found himself in the midst of a leaked wiretap scandal involving former mayor of Prague, Pavel Bem. Sarah Borufka has more.
Over the weekend, headlines in the Czech media were dominated by one of the most controversial figures in Prague, powerful businessman and lobbyist Roman Janoszek. The 43-year-old was arrested late Friday morning after crashing into a car and injuring its 51-year-old driver, who reports suggest was trying to stop him from hitting other vehicles. According to eyewitnesses, the lobbyist proceeded to at first drive, then run away from the site of the accident. The woman is currently being treated at hospital. There is no doubt that Mr. Janoszek was intoxicated during the incident. A subsequent blood test found he had a high level of blood alcohol. But in a breach of standard procedure, he was interrogated by police without first being put in a drunk tank, then let go after several hours. Many have slammed the police for their conduct and have labeled these procedures highly unusual. Among them is political analyst Jiří Pehe.
We have seen, unfortunately, that police really treat some people in different way than some other people. The same standards are not applied to everyone. And this is potentially devastating for the notion of democracy in this country, which has already been shaken by many scandals.
Mr. Janoszek's arrest came fresh on the heels of a highly publicized scandal that unfolded last week following the publication of leaked wiretaps by the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes. In the recordings, the construction tycoon addresses former Prague mayor Pavel Bem with the nickname Kolibřík, hummingbird in English, while discussing the city's zoning plans and the sale of city property. The conversations and the numerous apparent uses of code words shed fresh light on the inner workings of Prague City Hall, already perceived by many as a hotbed of corruption and cronyism. Analyst Pehe believes that Mr. Janoszek's influence may be even more far-reaching than the most recent phone leaks indicate.
The relations of Mr. Janoszek and some other shadowy figures who profit from connections with politicians, those relations are much more extensive and with many more people than just with Mr. Bem. So the efforts to limit the damage, so to speak, by this present by the Civic Democratic Party when it claims that this was Mr. Bem's private affair are, doomed in advance, simply because Mr. Janoszek was on good terms with many people, not only from the Civic Democratic Party, with many politicians, not only from Prague. And I am really afraid that he also exercised a lot of influence over the state attorney office in Prague and police. And this is also one of the explanations why he was treated the way he was when he was arrested after the hit-and-run accident.
The Prague chapter of the Civic Democrats, of which Mr. Bem is a member, has been holding a special meeting to discuss the matter on Monday. Its leader, current Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda, has said that while he does not wish to expel him from the party, Mr. Bem should consider voluntarily giving up his membership. Meanwhile, Mr. Janoszek could face a prison sentence of up to 10 years if convicted of the most serious charges related to Friday's drunk driving incident.
Sarah Borufka reporting there on the controversy surrounding lobbyist and tycoon Roman Janoszek, embroiled in a scandal, as it were, over wiretaps revealed last week, and after having crashed his car and seriously hurt another person, he has been charged by police. Now, obviously, those stories have made a lot of headlines in the Czech Republic. If you'd like to comment, please do so by writing to us at the station. The address is english@radio.cz.